is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
This is the Ultimate Guide to Horror Movies, where we talk about what makes a good horror movie, some great horror movies, and some horror movies that just didn't make the cut.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Guide to Horror Movies. I'm Daniela Giaconda.
And I'm Jeremiah Day.
All right, Jeremiah, I'm going to go right on into this. A lot of classic horror movies, and some that we see now, have a lot of jump scares, which was a very scary, very common type thing back in the 80s and 90s and a little bit now. So my first question for you is, what makes a horror movie scary if there are few to no jump scares?
Well, personally for me, a creepy backstory or a really good backstory, especially soundtracks within the movie itself, and also intimidating characters such as Chucky, Pennywise, and the great one, Michael Myers, The Shape, the original boogeyman. But I think Michael is definitely an iconic character in the horror movie franchise within itself, because John Carpenter made him to literally be the boogeyman.
Right, I can totally agree with that. I mean, the soundtrack to Halloween is so iconic as well.
Indeed.
John Carpenter, he made that song a staple for all of the Halloween movies, whether it was his version or the Rob Zombie version. It doesn't matter. You hear that song, you know it's about to go down.
Right, and that's within many horror movies. But for example, I think in Friday the 13th, when you hear Jason say, and it gives me chills from that, especially like the Halloween theme song, dude. That thing gives me the creeps sometimes listening to it.
That's another thing about horror movies, is when you get the creeps that you're talking about, you know it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, it's very true. But back on to Jason, one of the reasons why he's one of my favorite slasher villains is because the backstory of him, with him drowning and somehow surviving, also him getting made fun of beforehand of that, and how his mom was really overprotective. Pamela, which, by the way, she's part of the first one and wasn't based on Jason. But anyway, it makes him completely relentless, and it gives me chills. And to be honest, I would really love to see two of my favorite characters go at it. Myers and Voorhees.
We've seen Jason fights Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy versus Jason is great, especially with the soundtrack from it. I love it. Love it a lot.
So, do you think that Mike Myers versus Jason would be scary, or would it just be more of a Freddy versus Jason type movie?
I'd like to see a little bit of both, in all honesty, because they're both powerhouses. So, therefore, I would love to see that. With a good storyline, plenty of action, and a good atmosphere, I think the biggest thing for me, who would play those characters, personally, I would really want Kane Hodder to play as Jason. For the other part of it, I think I would like to see the guy who did Rob Zombie's Tyler Mane, and I like to see him play as Myers, because I feel like he did a really good job, and he kind of captured what the first guy did, so I definitely would give him props to that.
Now, them fighting each other, that'd be a great plot, of course, because they did it with Freddy versus Jason, but how would you feel if they were to pair up together?
That'd be sweet. That'd be like a dream for me, you know? Two of my favorite horror movie characters. I would feel sorry for the people that would actually have to, like, try to fight them both. But it would be amazing. Another character mashup I'd like to see is Annabelle from The Conjuring. Made with the iconic Chucky, Charles.
Right. I feel like that'd be a great idea. Another point that I wanted to bring up is that in recent years, we've seen a lot of remakes of classic horror movies, such as It this year and Carrie in 2013. Do you think that the horror industry is afraid of coming up with new and original ideas?
I personally agree. I can set an example as like Carrie, you know, from 2013. I did not like that whatsoever. And I feel like a lot of them are trying to, you know, remake stuff, especially with, you know, It and stuff like that. I like to see something with like original base or based off a true story, like The Conjuring and Annabelle and stuff like that, because I love backstories that are actually kind of true, and it gives its like own identity, because first off, it's incredibly scary,
right?
And also that, and it will give anybody the chills. And if you have to know, I recommend two movies for you, both The Conjuring, well, movie series, The Conjuring and just the first and only Sinister. It's the second one, just, yeah.
But even with these new horror movies, sometimes I feel like all the ideas are kind of based off of each other. Like, they're just, like, throw an idea out there, somebody else takes it and makes it into a movie.
Yes, very, very much so. I also think that slasher films have gone out of style. There needs to be a new one. There really does. And with that goes, like, psychological horror as, like, it. Also, like, a crossover with Friday the 13th or Halloween. Give it off that vibe, that old vibe, that the one that they caught.
This year, we're also seeing a lot of sequels to movies that were made in early 2000s, such as Jeepers Creepers 3. Jeepers Creepers, though, is only being shown for one night in September, but it was so popular that it's being shown again for one night in October.
That thing is going to make so much money, and they just announced that they're actually going to put it on Sci-Fi on October 28th.
It's great. I love the Jeepers Creepers movies.
Same.
Now, also, Jigsaw is coming out, which will be the eighth movie in the Saw franchise. What do you think makes the Saw franchise so popular, and what makes the movies themselves so good?
How disturbing and brutal it is with the killings. I have to say that. It's just a good horror movie factor, especially with the first one, and the backstory behind it is just, what?
Very true. I mean, I've said many times before, we said it in this podcast even, that backstories make a horror movie thousands times better. And throughout these movies, there's a backstory, and each movie reveals a different piece. It's all like one big puzzle, and each movie kind of gives you a piece at the end. And Saw is also super psychological, and it makes you think, what would I do in that situation? You know, the other cool thing about Saw is he doesn't exactly want you to die, but he doesn't want you to live without learning a lesson either. So he wants to see if you'll do whatever it takes to survive. Mm-hmm. And he also wants you to learn your lesson. And no matter what, at the end of every Saw movie, you always end up putting together the connection of everyone that was involved. And, you know, they close the door, game over.
Yeah, and you just kind of look at it, you're just like, why didn't I think of that?
I completely can agree with you on that, because I always think that every time. My final question for you is, what makes a bad horror movie, and what is your least favorite horror movie?
First question is easy. To make a bad horror movie is the opposite, which would be sad. And also constant, never ending jump scares, just random. And also, my least favorite movie would have to be the 2013 Carrie, which I brought up earlier. It's just meh. You ruined the original.
Well, that's all we have for this edition of The Ultimate Guide to Horror Movies. Until next time, I'm Daniela.
And I'm Jeremiah. Thanks for listening. Always be afraid of the dark.